Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Otherwise known as Ricardo Valenzuela. That's what his mama named him. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Amanda Elam is our guest, great member of our Brain Trust, co-founder, president, CEO, Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostics company. What are you guys working on these days, Amanda?
So we're organizing research around measuring second wave impacts on small business owners. We're interested in seeing if there is much gender difference between women and men. We're particularly interested in the industry sectors that have been most impacted by the pandemic, where women tend to be well represented as business owners.
And that's through your Diana Research Institute work.
Yes.
What about
yes.
your company? What yes. about your Galaxy Diagnostics? What are you guys working on these days?
Actually, pretty exciting. And just in November, right before Thanksgiving, we launched a new test for Lyme disease. It's, you know, published, most sensitive direct detection for Lyme disease. And our research is finding that we can detect an antigen in urine in people who do not meet the criteria for a positive serology test for Lyme disease, which is the standard of care. So with these, with a you know, it's good that we're going to improve the testing strategy for earlier diagnosis
of
Lyme disease.
Like I said, as I said, she's very smart. You can tell that. We only have smart people on the show. Hey, Amanda, back to the international research. Oh, by the way, before we go, give us the website for Galaxy.
The website for Galaxy is GalaxyDX. That's D as in dog, X. .com.
GalaxyDX.com. Check it out. So on the Diana Research Institute, the work you're doing on behalf of women, you indicated in the previous segment that the research shows women were disproportionately harmed, business owners and employees. Women of both of those categories were disproportionately harmed by the first wave, the shutdown, the 2020 impact. Going forward in 2021, do you see something similar to that? Do you see women disproportionately not starting new businesses? Because there are a lot of new businesses being started.
Well, we're preparing to analyze some data from 2020 in the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. We do a women's report every other year, and so we're going to have some good data to answer that question. I don't have a clear answer to that yet.
So stand by for news. Is that what you're saying? Yes. So you're going to bring that back. When that's done, you're going to bring it back to us, right?
We'll bring the general.
But what is your instincts? What are your instincts? You've got pretty good finger on the pulse of this. What do you think?
I think we need to prioritize the impact of the pandemic on women in our policymaking. For example, I think public health policy has ignored small businesses generally. Yeah. And I think that the policies also ignored the caregiving. So I think, for example, if you're talking about vaccine distribution, they should go that school personnel and caring homes should be, highly ranked, should be up there with healthcare workers. And that did not happen.
Right. Yeah. And you know, the thing is women are over half of our population. I mean, when you help women, you help a lot more people. I mean, the extension of women in our society is a big deal, and I've been saying that for a long time around here. Amanda, one of the things go ahead.
Yeah. What's the gender of the person giving the vaccine to most people?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Right, exactly.
You want those people to work, you got to help them out.
That's exactly right. So one of the things I want to ask you in the 2 minutes we have left, there are some things that the new administration are going to be doing that they've said they're going to do with regard to employment law, the joint employer law that was they tried to work in before, the national $15 minimum wage law, those kinds of things. I worry that those kinds of things are going to disproportionately hurt women business owners. What do you think about that?
Well, Well, I think they're going to help. I think you know, raising the minimum wage really helps workers, but I think it's a challenge. It increases the cost of starting and growing businesses, especially really small businesses, and I think it's going to slow the growth of small businesses.
Which will slow the growth of employment.
It's going to slow the growth of employment because small businesses hire a lot of people. As you know, as a population, they hire a lot of people. Half the workforce in America works for, you know, small businesses, and they're just not going to be able to hire as many people or as quickly as they'd like to, and it'll slow business growth overall.
Right, and in fact, you have to realize, folks, you can't. It's not okay to say $15 a minimum wage requirement on the federal level will help employees. Employees don't hire themselves, do they, Amanda? Your employees don't hire themselves.
I'll also tell you that as a business owner, that was one of my missions, was to get to a place where I could, you know, that the lowest paid person in my company wouldn't make it less than $15 an hour, and that included interns.
But that's you deciding to do it on your own, which is the way it should be done. It should be a left to that. And I think most employers do the right thing without being told to by the government.
Well, then we get into a whole discussion around the importance of regulating workplaces.
Exactly, and that's where we started. And we'll have that conversation another day. You want to give us the Diana Project website?
Sure, for those interested, you can find us at babson.edu/DIRI.
DIRI. Check it out. You can find the research there. Amanda, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.